Kentucky Republican Senate candidate Andy Barr attacks immigration nativists, "We are a nation of immigrants." By Sean Moran on June 22, 2025. Kentucky Senate Republican candidate Representative Andy Barr, RKY, attacked nativists in the Republican Party who want to curb migration, saying we are a nation of immigrants. He said that nativists promote policies that would harm the agricultural, hospitality, and other sectors in the bluegrass state. Barr told Red, White, and Bluegrass host Bode Brooks. At the same time, our agriculture sector, our hospitality sector in Kentucky, they certainly need legal workers, the horse industry. I've had the privilege of representing them, and the great thing about the president's policies that will secure the border and keep our communities safe is that it will create the opportunity to streamline our overly bureaucratic legal guest worker programs so that our signature industries have the labor they need. He then proceeded to scold Kentuckians, and Americans at large, who seek to curb both legal and illegal immigration, which is a key fixture of President Donald Trump's America First agenda. The Kentucky Republican said, some of those nativists, frankly, are directly at odds with the agriculture sector in Kentucky. We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws. Watch, pro-Mitch McConnell Kentucky Senate candidate at Burfor-Senate attacks nativists in the Republican Party, calls for increased immigration for low-wage workers and proclaims that we are a nation of immigrants. pic.twitter.com/dame2npz3. Andrew Sarabian, at Sarabies, July 8, 2025. Kentucky businessman and Senate Republican candidate Nate Morris told Breitbart News in a written statement, "It's vile that Andy Barr would smear those of us who oppose amnesty as nativists. But it's no surprise given he calls Mitch McConnell his mentor, a man who has routinely supported mass amnesty over the past decade. I'm not ashamed that unlike Barr, I believe we should always put the interest of our own citizens first and foremost. If Republicans in Kentucky want a senator who will stand with Mitch to deliver amnesty and lecture conservatives with left-wing talking points, then Andy Barr is their guy. But if they want an America First warrior who will never budge on amnesty and will fight to deport every single illegal immigrant who has invaded our nation, then I hope to earn their vote." Morris on Breitbart News Saturday in June urged the country to move toward an immigration moratorium, saying that Western civilization is at stake at the country's southern border. Morris spoke to Breitbart News after he called for an immigration moratorium in the wake of the Los Angeles, California, riots against Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. Morris wrote, "What's happening in LA is the logical result of years of open borders and amnesty. That's why we need a moratorium on new immigration into the country, until we can at least deport every single illegal alien who came under Biden. The future of Western civilization is on the line." Morris explained why he called for an immigration moratorium to Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle, saying, "Matt, under Joe Biden, America was invaded. We saw our border become completely open. We had criminals, we had people bringing drugs. We had people from insane asylums coming into our country. And most importantly, we know that we had people that wish to do America harm and wish to undermine America. And Matt, I think this is much bigger than just an immigration debate. Western civilization is on the line with America's borders. America is the last line of defense for the survival of Western theology, Western society, and what Western civilization means to the rest of the world. We have to stand our ground," he added. Morris continued, "No carve-out for DACA, birthright. All of the things that the left likes to talk about to keep them in the country so they can run up vote totals and they can get the population they want to win elections." He remarked, "All of these people have got to go back." Morris said, "We have to get our house in order to be a strong country." Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.